Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Jason. Jason writes from Kenilworth, New Jersey. Jason writes, Gerald, I really enjoy listening to your real estate podcast. I've been trying to do my first real estate deal for a while, but I'm a newbie and I'm afraid of making a big mistake. Can you give me any advice? Well, Jason, I'm glad that you listened to my real estate podcast. If you do, then I'm sure you've heard me say before, the key to getting real estate deals is making lots of purchase offers and then following up on those offers on a regular basis. But I understand you're new and it's easier said than done. One thing to think about is this. Your mind is a powerful machine that can work to your advantage or can work against you. And it seems like you're allowing your fear to get the best of you. And that's not uncommon. Most of us start to let fear drive our decisions and actions when we're children, especially in school, trying to avoid criticism from teachers or ridicule or rejection from our peers. And, you know, we start to develop these tactics or strategies, one of which is just avoidance, inaction, not doing anything. And people often mistakenly think that's playing it safe. It isn't. I guess the equivalent would be like an animal who's trying to blend in the background and hope that a predator doesn't notice them. Problem is that you don't get safety or security or confidence through inaction. In fact, the opposite is true. Good news is that you can train your mind to think positively. So it's just as easy to think positively as it is to think negatively. And thinking is not sufficient, so you have to obviously take action. And it becomes something that reinforces the other. So you want to think positively, take a positive action, and then think positively and take a positive action. And your actions will reinforce your positive thinking. So I do affirmations every morning and it makes a big difference. But, you know, when you don't act, inaction breeds doubt and fear, whereas action breeds confidence and courage. So in your case, rather than focusing or thinking about what could go wrong in a real estate deal, think about what could go right. Think about how it's going to feel when you do your first deal. Then what you want to do is, like I've said many times, you want to market, you want to make offers, and you want to follow up on a regular basis. Because ultimately, as long as you persevere, it's going to work out in the end. Eventually, you will get a deal. So thanks for your question, Jason. For more real estate tips and strategies, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.